Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need, whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding. We always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
If all of the kings had their queens on the throne, we would pop champagne and raise a toast to all of the queens who are fighting alone, baby.
Hey everybody, regular gals, regular guys,
regular people, regular theys, regular thems.
We scammed them through another week, and if you hear me laughing, it's because Kelsey dances to the song literally like it's the first time she's ever heard it. It is so spiritual to her. I don't know. At this point, I shouldn't be laughing at this anymore. But then again, I think being so exhausted, you can hear it in my voice probably at this point. I had to get up at 5 a.m. It's okay, but it's not about getting up, but I had to get up and do a rapid paint job.
That's because, what I thought you were going to say, something like that, like rip out the
floors. Yeah, because I have like work that's coming in, and now Maria's got me on a deadline, and so every minute, and you know, when you're like doing these kind of renovations, and you are like the project manager or the GC, really it's scheduling everything and everyone, and yeah, anyway, so I mean, the very few meetings I've had to have for business, Kelsey, one of them I'd cut my hand, and literally it was freshly cut, and there was just blood trickling under my desk, like, and I had a clean, I threw a t-shirt on, like a clean, but if they knew underneath what I looked like, it was just,
my God.
I'm like, yeah, so that's interesting. Oh yeah. I could see that. Definitely. This seems like more of a fourth quarter thing.
Jesus.
Like if they only knew.
Kev even hosted a show this week, you guys, that you'll get to see in the next couple of weeks, and you killed it. But
it was
funny. It was just like, oh, Kev will do it. I'm like, okay. I'm like, is Kev okay with that? Kev can do it. For sure he could do it. But his hand was probably bleeding under the table then as well.
Probably. You know what, though? I think when you're the man of the house, you have to be like there. And mm-hmm. by the way, then this time the women, I've seen more women be rocks than the men, quite frankly, in families. But whatever. I don't thank God I had a dad who was just like, hey, we got to do what we got to do. That was his big thing. Yeah, well, you know, and cost is the same way. So here we are. But you know, it is Friday. And you know who Friday's for?
The men.
Fries for the
and
men
the and women.
And the theys.
And Winnie.
And Vincenza, yes.
And Vincenza.
Your day, everybody. Wow. And you know what? I'm going to tell you why, despite my fatigue, and despite I can't put any more, you know, this is a show I'm doing non-caffeinated because I had so much caffeine early in the day to keep me going. If I had another one, I would get physically ill. So I'm fuming it right now, but I will say the power of Christmas. is fueling me, people, because guess what? Lowe's in Connecticut, and I was at two of them, full Christmas decor is out on display. Yes. And, you know, as much energy as it's giving me, Kelsey, I'm slightly concerned because just too much is going on, like last year, and too much and too fast.
I know.
Like, I really think, October, for me anyway, Kev, what's going on in my life right now, I think that I don't know if there's going to be a true Christmas.
Oh, that breaks my heart. I can't really think past, to be honest with you. I'm stoked about Christmas, of course.
But we have the Jonas Brothers.
And even before that.
What? We have what?
My Deb is here this weekend with me going to some doctor's appointments because I start my full like SIBO treatment stuff on Monday. So she's helping me prep.
And so it is SIBO now. We've nailed it down.
Oh, yeah. SIBO. Well, SIBO's the one thing that can be treated. It needs to be treated. And this doctor who helped Gabby Bernstein when she had her SIBO thinks that like this is kind of blocking and causing a lot of the other things, which I agree. I mean, it's like that's the main thing that's making the bloat. And then there's probably a shit ton underneath. And she's like, but let's get rid of this. And then we go from there. So I'm so excited because Deb's here. And she's my best friend in the whole wide world, and I'm so excited.
Okay, now, the one thing I want to do for your mom.
Yes, please.
Is, and I know you're going to fight me on this. Can we implement the rule where if you're going to sing at the top of your lungs in the car, you point to the sky with your eyes closed.
Okay.
So at least she can be entertained by your ridiculousness.
Yeah. She, like you, has told me I'm not allowed to sing any Taylor Swift in the car. So, yeah,
it's not Taylor Swift. It just became all of it. It was just too much.
I think maybe just because like that's what she's heard me sing recently in the car. But yeah, no, she would agree with all of the above.
I think you have to eyes closed, pointing to the sky as if you're curing cancer.
Yeah, especially because she has to sit in the car with me for like a decent amount of time to get to this doctor. So
I mean, you're going to be in LA. Right. All you're going to be doing is in the car. Yeah. So. Pointing to the sky, eyes closed, curing cancer.
Okay.
Yeah, because at least she could be entertained.
Okay, deal.
By your ridiculousness.
Deal.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, but yeah,
Christmas.
You guys.
Yay, Christmas. I'm excited for that, too.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's just weird to me. Like, it's another weird year. I feel.
Are you right? Well, remember my original prediction was going to be
after this Christmas
of 21, it'll be after that there'll a new normal settles in.
Right.
As the weather gets colder, well, everywhere but LA, and the year creeps to an end, we all have one thing on our minds. Christmas, the holidays, the best time of the year. But for some, it can be the toughest, most stressful, and lonely time. I, for one, can say this is going to be a hard holiday season for us without my mom. And you know what? It's okay to not always be merry and cheery and to feel those feelings, but it is important to get the support you need. You've heard me talk about Talkspace. It's the number one online therapy platform that has thousands of licensed therapists trained in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, relationships, and much more. With Talkspace, you're able to access providers from your device 24/7. It's like having a therapist in your pocket. So if you need a little support to help you through the end of the year or want to start building towards a better upcoming year, Talkspace is here to help. Match with a licensed therapist when you go to Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month with the promo code BETTER. That's $100 off when you use the code BETTER at Talkspace.com.
I was talking to a friend of mine from college whose daughter's been super.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but It's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
We're troubled. In and out of hospitals for mental illness and tough, you know, and we were excited because she finally got through high school and went away to college. And so I called today to see, you know, how's it going? And mm-hmm. now she's coming home more and, you know, and we were, you know, basically it led to a discussion about sometimes like, well, let me, I guess, lay down some more groundwork. She apparently, you know, drinks and smokes weed, mm-hmm. probably is on other medications for her mental disorders. But what I've been trying to get out of her forever, and I have not spoken to her probably since she was a junior in high school, but we text, but nothing else. But it was the mom and I were trying to figure out is, you know, what does she love? Mm. What makes her heart sing? And it's a little tough to put a finger on that because she's foggy, probably from medicating. Right. And she is, side note, a card-carrying member of the IFF.
Of course.
The I Got Fucked Foundation. Right. So, you know. You know. So she's in that space. But I was saying to her, to mom, if we can find out, you know, what she likes, then we can have something to build on. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, but it also reminded me, like this morning, I was up at 5 and I had to like tiptoe paint. I couldn't even like really paint. I had to like do it so quietly because I didn't want anyone in the house to wake up.
Right.
But I will tell you, after I was done and then hopped in the van to go to, I had a dump run and then I go get Granite and it just been nonstop day. But I will say, like, I felt good.
Really?
And well, I think because I accomplished a task.
Oh, yeah.
But I noted that. And I think that with Better Together, we keep learning about awareness. And we keep hearing about how the successful artists and entrepreneurs and influencers, all of them have this acute awareness that I never had. Mm-hmm. I just kind of went through life and just got knocked down, get up, just go for, try to keep going forward best you can. And so that's what got me, you know, I'm like, huh, maybe it's, you know, maybe those are the things that will help me in my mornings. But then that's what got me thinking. So, you know, when we can all raise an awareness within ourselves, like what, I know we've talked about raising awareness for the things that upset us. I just hung up the phone talking to this person and I'm depressed. Okay, well, you know, or I'm depressed now. Well, wait, who did I bump into? Who did I talk to? Who did I engage with? What did I do? What did I eat? I know we do that, but I know, unfortunately, I don't know. I don't recall talking about the other side of it.
Yeah.
You know, what are those things like? So next time you're in a really amazing mood, or things are like seem like they're going your way, or you feel just good, you may want to look at, take the data of your life and, like, you know, take inventory and you know, what is it I did, and what was it about doing that made me happy, or who is it that I spoke to, what was I wearing, all the different things. I think, yeah. You know, what was my hygiene? I think everything is helpful. So when I am going to go up there and I think we'll do something, you know, mom family thing. And mm-hmm. I think I'll just kind of mosey on in there and just start, hey, what do you like? And do you like this? Or do you like that? But I know it's hard to answer, but I think it's harder. That's a harder question to answer when we ask someone, what's your dream or what's your passion? That's what people freeze up. But I think if we start asking her, like, what makes me feel good?
What brings you me joy? Like,
yeah. Or why am I in a good mood right now? Maybe, right. You know, you make it a little more finite, not as wide of a net. because a lot of people, it's hard for people to answer.
Well, and I think too, it's like, it's funny. I was having this conversation the other day, actually with my mom. I was telling her I had a friend who is an advisor at a sorority, and they had a really bad situation the other night where one of the girls tried to commit suicide.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It was really awful. And what we were just talking, and she was saying that she was like, you know, I think that people don't realize that, like, being like, you know, if you ask someone if they had a good day and they're like, oh, it's like, it was fine. Like, that's okay. We don't need to pry further than that. Right. It's like, fine is still good. Fine is not bad. Fine is still. So it's like, I guess what I'm trying to say is.
So what you're saying is, do we have a tendency that we look at fine as like, that's a bad thing.
Yes.
Like, cause we didn't. Right.
Yeah.
I agree. I think one of the disservices we've done to ourselves and our children is that every day it's prom, and every other day it's, you know, scoring the big touchdown. So, and then I think when that's not the way it is, we see things worse than they are.
Right. So I look at these younger kids who like, especially with the instant gratification and the phones, and like, I don't know how old this girl is, Kev, but like, you know, it's like they all think it needs to be amazing when fine is like, okay, you know, and you can still be happy and be fine. But we're not seeing it as that. And I don't know. It's like that really like jarred me the other day. I was like, damn, like in your
That's a great breakthrough, but that's something you can share. And thank you for sharing it now. You know, there's a practice called stoicism.
Hmm.
I was actually going to do a whole thing about it today, but I'll save it. There's a Roman emperor, one of the great Roman emperors, Marcus Aurelius. In fact, if you love the movie Gladiator, the emperor who was killed at the beginning was Marcus Aurelius. Mm-hmm. But he was a known Stoic. And they kind of have a practice where they don't expect every day to be or life to be this like amazing, unbelievable victory. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. And I think you're onto something there, Kelsey. Yeah. Yeah. Fine's okay.
Fine's okay. And
fine's
I think you're right, Kev. Like, I'm going to start doing that where it's easier for us to recognize when we're bad than when we're good, because when we're good, we're just good. So we don't think about it.
Right.
But if you are aware enough and you have that awareness when you are having a happy moment or a good day, or you feel fine, you feel good. Like, jot it down, put it in like a note in your phone. Like Kev said, what was I wearing? Who was I with? Was I playing with Winnie? Was I, you know, like, I know I was saying this to Maria the other week, actually, like whenever I do pre's with our guests, like I'm always like so hyped and I'm like, get so happy and so much energy. And I was like, why is that, Kelsey? And it's cause I just love connecting with people. And like, even doing the show, when I never get to see or talk to Kev anymore. So when we get to jump on this and do this, like I get so excited. Cause like, we're just having, like, I love it. So I think for me, I've started to become more aware of those things. And I'm starting to keep a note in my phone that if I'm feeling shitty or bad, like I can go to that note, be like, okay, go connect with someone you love. Go, you know, take a walk with Winnie, like go outside in the sunshine, like these little things that don't need to be massive that you can do to like kind of turn your mood around.
This is going to sound like a really stupid example, but, you know, there's a, you know, I'm living in the new crib,
right?
Which is the, you know, my basement here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Kelsey, you know, where we have that walk-in safe.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a giant walk-in, big metal door that, you know, is, I don't know, like
8 feet
high by like 6 feet wide. And, but it's all, you know, it's older and it's like faded green and there's stains on it and just, you know, splattered and, you know, and I'm like, and forever, I'm like, I walk by it and I see it as I come into studio here and, it bothers me, but yet I'm like, why? It's a safe door. It's not seen by the rest of the house. It's a safe room. It's like. And I said, you know what, though? It's going to take maybe 15 minutes of my mortal time, which is all it took, to paint it, you know, black. And you know, and I did, and I have to say, and again, call me an OCD freak and whatever you want. Like, now I go by it and I feel good.
I don't think that's a stupid example.
So it's like,
oh,
that looks nice.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so yeah, there's those things too in our lives that if it they're bumming us out or bringing us down, it's like, okay, what do we do to fix it? Or how do we get away from it? But but conversely, like, what do we do to have change it so it makes us feel good?
Right.
And I think, again, with that hyper awareness, it helps.
Mm-hmm.
And I really do.
Should we do a quick break-a-rooney?
Let's do a quick break. And then I want to talk about some tips in negotiations that somewhat relate to this. But yeah, I want to talk to you about whether you're trying to ingratiate yourself to somebody else or you're in a negotiation with them. Some techniques that, or a technique you can apply that will work. And then also, unfortunately, if you have an enemy or someone's attacking you, then this is a good technique as well. And then I think there's something to be said for the breakthroughs we get and maybe not sharing them with family members. And I will tell you why. Mm-hmm. So let's take a little break. We'll be right back.
Okay, Heal Squad, you've heard me say it, but I have my biggest discovery yet. I'm obsessed with my Sleep Number mattress. If you're like me, you hate mattress shopping. You go lay on a million beds, end up dizzy and hungry, and just pick something because you're desperate. I've always gone home unhappy, but not anymore. Okay, I don't know why we didn't know about Sleep Number before, but maybe it was just me. You go online, take a quiz, and you go into the store, and they use a high-tech mattress to discover your pressure points. It's actually a perfect process. Then they take your sleep number, mine's 25, you lay on one or two beds that the...
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them.
Quiz chose for you, and boom, you're done. And their beds are even more high-tech and mind-blowing than I have time to tell you right now, but just wait until you try. I almost cried. Oh, and my bed is temperature balancing, so my house doesn't have to be an igloo at night, and I have a foot heater. What is this? And if Kevin is snoring, I can raise his head with my controls. Trust me, don't go anywhere else ever. Proven quality sleep is life-changing. Special offers now available for a limited time only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/better. To all our entrepreneurial Heal Squatters out there who make products and crafts to sell online, have I got a tool for you. Introducing ShipStation, the service that makes it easy to manage your orders and get your products out the door. No matter how you sell, Shopify, Etsy, your own website even, ShipStation funnels all your orders in a one simple interface that you can manage from anywhere, even your cell phone. With ShipStation, small businesses can now access the same rates usually reserved for Fortune 500 companies without contracts or commitments. 100,000 plus online sellers choose ShipStation, making it the number one choice for you online sellers. You can ship more in less time and for a lot less money. Just use my offer code BETTER to get a 60-day free trial. That's 2 months free of no hassle, stress-free shipping. Just go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and type in BETTER. That's ShipStation.com. Enter the offer code BETTER and make ship happen.
Happy Friday, people. We're back. Once again, a shout out to our Apple Podcast listeners who continue to do Save RGF.
Continue.
comments. Oh my God. You guys, listen, like, it's really, I know it's gonna sound crazy. It's getting harder and harder for Kelsey and I to do this because we're separated. She's shouldering way more now without me. She's got Pooja, but you know, Pooja's a rookie and I'm a veteran. It's, you know, it's different, mm-hmm. you know? And then I'm here, obviously, you know, I've cried enough like a baby about what I have to do here. So it's hard. But when we do read these comments on Apple Podcasts, they really mean a lot. We get them on the Patreon feed too, and they mean a ton to us there. And then we also get them on at Better Together with Maria when Kelsey does the Friday, does the post later today. So all of it matters, and we, and it really just motivates us to keep going. And I'll tell you, it's like Maria did, she admitted, she goes, you know, I think a lot of people like you guys.
What?
just messes with us so much.
Can I read one, Kev?
Sure.
RGF is so awesome in so many ways. Love and look forward to this podcast every week. It's so raw, real, and inspiring. Thank you, Kevin and Kelsey, for sharing all your stories, wisdom, and knowledge of so many subjects. It's amazing. RGF rocks and needs to continue. XOXO.
Oh, who is that from?
D. Duvall. Oh. Thank you, D.
Thank you, D. Duvall.
I love it.
Someone, I know, Kelsey, you messaged me a renovation question.
Yes, Christine had a renovation.
By the way, you guys, I'm a regular guy renovator. I'm not a I just want everyone to know this. I'm not a contractor. If you have contractor like friends and they hear some of my advice, they're gonna be like, okay, I'm a regular guy, meaning I can come at it from the regular guy way or the regular girl way and how we can do it practically and save the most money. So someone asked about a roof.
Correct.
Right?
Correct. It was,
okay, and when to replace your roof. A typical roof, the most you'll get out of a roof is about 30 years. Now, I'm going to replace the roof on my house here. Like I replaced a piece of the roof on a pavilion. We have this dance hall out in the back that I fixed. And I'll tell you, there's a quick fix for things which I can share with you guys, but I'm actually going to replace the roof. Now I won't be doing it, but I'll replace the roof in this house preemptively because I feel like we've got a year, maybe two or three. But the problem is if you let it go too long and then the roof starts to leak, then the water will get into the wood, and which creates mold. And then it can also keep going and get into your sheetrock and your ceilings, which is more mold. And then also you have to, you know, rip that stuff out and do it. It becomes a nightmare. So if you preemptively can change it, great. Even if you're not going to keep the house and you're selling it, it's still a good idea because for resale, you know, they'll try to knock money off because they'll want to check when the roof was, but I would say 30 years at the most. And if it's a small roof or there is a leak, I will tell you something that there's a regular guy fix that I did. I had another house, one of my other houses out in California, the back guest unit was leaking. And instead of re-roofing it, I actually painted it. So they do sell roof paint in different colors. And it sealed it up and it worked. You know, it worked. 5 years later, we never had leaks. So what I did, yeah. So now on the pavilion, the dance hall we have here in Connecticut, same thing. There was a leak, even though it was a new roof, but there wasn't enough of a pitch. Pitches, you know, you want to have the roof on enough of an angle where the water will run down. Problem is there wasn't enough of a pitch to do a shingle roof. We should have done a roll roof and we didn't. And I didn't know this guy. So we're getting leaks and, you know, all this work we did on this pavilion all these years, years ago would totally go to waste. So the recommendation was, okay, tear all the shingles off and start over. And I'm like, okay, big job, messy job, expensive job. So instead I rolled it with this roofing paint. Now there's a $100, for $100, you can get a 5 gallon bucket in white that I used to prime it. And then after that, I got a 5 gallon bucket of the more expensive one, which is actually like a silicone with the cover color in it. And so I rolled that on and forget it now, come rain or hell or high water, there's no more leaking. So
that
is your regular guy roofing tip.
I love that.
I didn't expect to give.
Have you gotten a chance, speaking of, to watch Ed's episode from this week? And shout out to, you probably haven't, you're so busy. I'll send it to you. He is.
Ed Milet?
No, Ed Del Grande. He's a master plumber and he's a spokesperson for Kohler. And we had him on and he was teaching us things. It was the most amazing episode. I want you to talk to him.
Oh my God. All right, I'm in.
It was so fun. He's so cute. He's just like this old guy from Maine and we love him. He's an angel. He used to do like hosts HGTV shows. Anyways.
Oh, so he's a trained pro. You know, it's weird. I did. Okay. Maria's being Maria is going to be frustrated because I just bought a ton of Kohler parts that he probably I could have just scored through him. But
yeah, Def. But if you need someone to help you put it in, literally, he's like, call me. I'm right in Maine. Like, truly. I'm going to hook you guys up. You guys, it was a great episode.
All right, I'm in.
I learned how to install my shower head, which I am still going to wait for Kevin. But that's another story because I don't want
to
kill myself.
And I have to put in your bidet, too.
Oh, okay. My sister just told me she just got one and put it in herself in Chi-Town, and she's loving it.
So your bathroom here now has one, and then Costa was like, Kevin, I like that. And so we got one for him, too. Yeah, by the way, side note, regular guy tip, the bidets, you guys, these portable bidets,
Amazon,
70 to $120, but I'm telling you, you'll save money on toilet paper, and it's a cleansing experience.
It's the European way, people.
And the newer ones that they install on top of your underneath your toilet seat, it's really easy to put in and to install. I mean, if you follow directions, you can do it on YouTube or whatever. It really is that simple. But even a plumber cannot. I wouldn't hire a plumber because they'll charge you too much. But anyone who's kind of handy in your life can do it. And I will tell you, it's a game changer.
Nice.
It's like the only way to go.
Okay.
I think.
I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Look at that.
I have to say, last note on this, Christine asking for your help. I loved that she included that she's only human winging it. That's the energy we love here on RGF.
Yeah, right?
We're all only humans winging it.
It's just one scam at a time.
That's right. One scam at a time.
Okay, so, you know, if there's someone you want to work for, connect with, get closer to, find out what they love. Find out what makes their heart sing. Find out what brings them joy. So, because Maria,
I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Diehis, what do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code HEALSQUAD for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code HEALSQUAD. Trust me, you won't regret it.
Colossal meeting she had this week, and pretty big mogul that most people know. And one who keeps the cards close to the vest, so to speak. You know, you kind of never know what this person's thinking, but wants to work with us, which is nice. But somewhere in the middle meeting, the person revealed kind of what their, not their dream, but something they would like to do that was way out of the comfort zone. And I was like, my head just spun around on a swivel. I'm like, wait, that's interesting. Number one. And number two, like, that's something I can make happen so easy for them.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. With what I do, I'm like, oh my God, 2 seconds. What? That's not even a conversation. But it just got me thinking, you know, to relay that tip to other people. You know, I don't know if that makes sense.
Definitely.
But it also works in a negotiation. If you can find out what the other party wants, and by the way, I've mentioned this before, that book, Getting to Yes, I think it's a Harvard University study, modern day negotiations, where, you know, both sides win and yet both sides make concessions. And when they talk about the process, it's really comes down to learning what the other side wants, having empathy for that, an understanding of that, and then take that into consideration and factor in, okay, how do I give them what they want while getting what I want? And usually they say a good negotiation is when you get something, but not everything. They get something, but not everything. And the reason, one of the main reasons it's a good negotiation is because it usually promotes good business between the parties down the road. When you squash the other side, 20th century, you just make an enemy. You know, I think I've told the story with one of the places Maria worked. I really got sucker punched. I was new to the game. And it was like a 60% pay cut and really cruel because it was like, oh, and by the way, you have to sign in 24 hours. So I couldn't even go make another deal. And I just remember being like, first of all, being guilty and ashamed and all those different things that went through my body, but also enough of a fighter to say, okay, got to get back up and help Maria and my family. And I remember being like, okay, this is a 3-year deal. You are going to have the biggest motherfucker on your hands for the next 1,050 days. I'm going to spend every day making her a bigger star and getting that next deal. No. Not a month before, not like 2 weeks before, not 6 months before. I'm going to spend the next 3 years, motherfucker. Now, at the time, I didn't know anything beyond that. I ended up getting her a deal to crush all the deals. Literally, I always screw the figures up. Like, literally an 8-figure deal. And I'll never forget having that realization. Oh, my God, this is what happens when you screw the other side. You just make an enemy. By the way, in politics, how many times, like, you see a nation takes advantage of another nation. Okay, it's good, it's good, it's good. And then what? You pay the price. Or if you take advantage of a people, okay, great. You have high-fiving yourself, you're screwing these people over, good. Guess what? You've just made an enemy. And it's not so simple of just, oh, I'll just vanquish them. No. You know, so this is why it's usually good in any negotiation where, you know, they get something, you get something. You don't get everything. They don't get everything. And I will say, like, Maria's dad, and I've mentioned this before, he's amazing because he'll negotiate. I don't negotiate with the contractors. Forget it. But sometimes I do when I have to, but it's not my genius. He's amazing at it. But I'll tell you, the difference between him and Joe, my brother Joe, is Joe will beat them down to nothing. He's really good at it. He's been on a construction site with his very successful uncle, who has a big construction company, or did, in Boston for like 40 years. And Joe has worked for him since he was 6. So Joe is like an ace but Costa would come in and say, hey, no, Kevin, they have to make money too. So Joe would be very proud, you know, whatever, like that. Costa would say, no. You know, he's afterwards say, Kevin, I talked to the guy and like, it's really going to be hard for him. And so, it's funny how advanced he is, you know, and it wasn't always that way either with Costa. And that's something we'll talk about later, about parents and breakthroughs. But yeah, that's just something to keep in mind. And then this part is Machiavellian. you know, this part is that I'll share with you is, you know, I don't like having to share this because, you know, I don't like promoting these techniques when they're put in the wrong hands. But it also works when you have an enemy or someone who's trying to attack you. When you find out what they love, what makes them tick, or what they value most, because that's what you go after to compromise them, compromise what it is they want, not compromise in a negotiation. You go out, you take away those things and you win. And then, and again, it takes a great awareness. So oftentimes, when I've had to coach people through, again, I'm, you know, as we know, we've said, I am the regular guy narcissist hunter, but I'm often called upon to thwart narcissists and for people that, you know, God's put in my path. And that's what I'll try to figure out is, okay, what do they value? Oh, they want to, they want to be loved by everybody. They want to be, you know, popular in the community. They want to be, yeah, a lot of times it actually with narcissists, it usually is that they want to be the hero or they want to be the victim. So there's those things, but you know, it could be people they're close to. I don't know. And I don't like talking about it because I don't like to exercise it, but I know, like I tell you, like my 10 years of, working in the carny business with like mobsters and wise guys, every time like we got messed with, that was the first thing they'd say is like, all right, find out what's important to them. Like literally, like, is it, do they have children? Do they have love? Whatever it is, that's what we're going to go after and end it. And, so again, that's a something hopefully you'll never have to exercise, but, or at least to the extreme, but it does help in knowing. And I think a lot of times when we're under attack, and again, again, just my experience with women is when they're under attack, they get so crippled by fear. And remember, a lot of times, like a good enemy is going to want to give you the perception that they are more powerful, more crazy, more unpredictable. And that's what they get by. And by the way, if you read The Art of War or you YouTube The Art of War, they have like condensed versions of it. That's one of the things they teach you is to make your enemy think, you know, you're all powerful and you don't care and you'll stop at nothing. And, you know, and they get by on that. And I'll give you an example. One time we were being sued at a really difficult period because the suit became, it might've become public. I don't know that we've been in a few of them. And I don't think there's many celebrities who haven't been, but the places we work were not nice places and would be more than happy to see damaging things come out about us. Why? So they could devalue Maria. And so, by the way, when I don't know if you guys remember, there's a host, Pat O'Brien, and mm-hmm. a recording came out. Do you remember, Kelsey? Were you too young to remember?
No, I remember.
And it was just like, he was just all high and he saying all this like crazy stuff mm-hmm. to this woman. And she ended up getting the recordings to the press, and they just went viral. But I remember telling Maria, like, at the time he hosted The Insider, and The Insider was like, number one, it was had knocked Access Hollywood down. Access was always number two. Now Access was number three because The Insider was so strong. And I'm like, and I remember them saying, like, are they going to fire him? And back then, remember, this is pre-Me Too, you know? So I said, no, but what they're going to do now is they had to pay him all these millions to get him away from Access. Like, he's probably making three.
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili.
Million in access, and or 2 or 3 million. And over there, they end up giving him like 5 or 6. And everything he wanted, like every perk in the world. And believe me, he owned it. He walked around like he had the keys to Paramount. I said, no, the first thing they're going to do is go, okay, now let's bring him back for 250 grand. I literally said that. That's what I had heard they brought him back for. Yeah, we'll keep you, but yeah, just can't give you the same amount of money now.
See,
so anyway, these places, it's sad. That's how crazy it is. They love. So we had places that always wanted to knock the cocky young Greek girl down, you know, and so I couldn't let this stuff. It was hard because you didn't want it to get out, but if it got out, you certainly didn't want to lose. And everyone kept telling me about this person. It was, this person's crazy. This person's crazy. Doesn't care. Psychotic. Will stop at nothing. Won't reason. No, there's no nothing you can. And I said, you know, guys, I've actually seen crazy being in the carny business. I've seen psychotic. We've talked about Lobster Boy.
Lobster Boy.
You know, I've seen socio.
Like, I've seen it.
So I'm like, I know who is and who isn't. I go, not buying it. Not buying it. And I know this person, what they want. They want success.
Yeah.
And they're thinking that the money and the publicity will get them more, and they're not looking at the downside as if they lose and they're exposed. And by the way, like most of the time with narcissists too, guys, they don't want to be exposed. And we've talked about this. Truth tellers have to get killed.
Yep.
A narcissist must kill a truth teller. Mm-hmm. So, and I've experienced that too, because ye who knows the truth must die. Uh-huh. Because they have to keep their lie going. The hero or victim narrative, whatever they're trying to put out. So basically when I went after what this person valued the most, which was, you know, the fame and the reputation, all that, and found stuff out in this person's past that were criminal. And because this person had gone to press first, press wanted answers. So, okay. You know, so when the case was settled, which of course we won, the press wanted to know why, and it was public record. I didn't even say a word. It all came out, and that was it. But the reason the person ended up backing down was because they were going to be exposed with the truth, and what they loved the most was now compromised.
Yikes.
And that's why it was like, no, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. No, you know, like that was where. So again, that's not stuff I certainly want to promote, but I also don't like it when innocent people are messed with. So sometimes if you can stay calm, look at the person who's attacking you and really ask you. Now, by the way, something came up this week for another small business deal. Some old business with someone else. Hmm. And I'll tell you guys, so just don't think I'm like some madcap genius about this stuff, or that I'm, you know, big and tough or whatever. No. You got to know when to... What is it? You got to know when to
stop,
hold them, and know when to fold them. It's an old Kenny Rogers song. Yeah. But the truth of the matter is, I was like, well, this person we're discussing literally is a kook, is not in reality, and is not attached really to anything real. And you need to just give them what they want and get the hell away. And so when you do deal with those people that are completely detached, that don't care, by the way, like that's why stalkers are so good, right? They don't usually, they're alone, they're loners. Yeah. They don't have jobs. I mean, they don't have a lot of things that you can, that they love or need that you can go after, which makes them like very, very, very difficult.
Yeah.
to fight and to battle. And look, a lot of narcissists are so hard because they're such narcissists and they don't care. It's tough.
Because they're not.
And so anyway, you have to know what, and so when you do have the awareness of knowing who you're dealing with in a negotiation or what they love, and then sometimes, or If it's they love nothing, and then it's oh, then you got to also know like, no, we're going to lose this one. Let's get out of here. Just get out. The victory is getting away. Mm. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Someone, if they were coming after me, would have to come get Winnie.
Yes. No, Winnie. Look at it. So everyone, just so you know.
Yeah, I forget there's no video.
Yeah, Vincenzo's arms are wrapped tight around Kelsey. And Kelsey, that's like all day, right?
All day. Maria and I were trying to film a TikTok earlier for her, and she wouldn't stop. She was like bouncing on her hind legs, trying to get me to pick her up, barking at me. I was like, Winnie, you were down for 5 seconds. Chill.
And now I heard Pooja's been bitten by the Vincenzo bug too.
Oh, yeah. She loves her. Loves her.
She's like, and you know, so I love, you know, guys, side note for people who become new pet owners. I hear it all the time and I'll never get sick of it. So when Pooja said to me, which I've heard so many times, is I've never had a dog and I've never known what it was like, but I think about her all the time.
All the time.
I'm so attached. She's like a little person. And yeah. And I love it. Maria's down same way. He was the same way. He's, you know, I've said this before. He wouldn't come out to visit us when you live with dogs. They belong outside. I'm not coming to that place. And literally, I think it was a 48-hour period. Baby was the granddaughter. He was taking her around the property, like showing her different flowers.
My God.
I mean, just lost his mind and never came back.
They're the best little humans.
You know, so it's always wonderful.
So they're the best little humans. I just sent you a picture, Kev, that we will have to post, you guys, or I will post for RGF on our Instagram. They're just little humans. It's just, they're just the best thing in the whole world. I feel like she understands what's going on. Yeah, they're
and
just
the more
best.
Well, and also, guys, the more you, and this is makes people who are non companion, you know, animal people, it makes you crazy when you hear this, but the more you actually talk to them and connect with them, the more connected they are to you. So one thing we've always heard with our babies is that, oh my goodness, they're like little people. They're so connected. But that's why, because we always were just all over them, in their face, talking to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I wish you guys could see Winnie, just her arms are just wrapped around Kelsey's neck.
Unreal. With
a little 2-year-old baby.
She really
is. Beautiful.
Oh,
all right.
The best.
Let's take one more break.
Yes.
And then we'll come back and, yeah, let's talk about these breakthroughs and why maybe they're not to be shared with family, particularly parents.
Mm.
And maybe even parents, particularly with kids, too.
So I can't tell Deb any of my breakthroughs this weekend?
Maybe Deb, but we'll talk about
that. Okay.
Hey guys, I want to introduce you to a really neat new supporter of Better Together, Skillshare. Skillshare is an online learning community that offers membership with meaning. Skillshare helps you get inspired, learn new skills, and take your creative projects to the next level with the support of fellow creatives. I can't wait to try Mikhail Bagstrom's Use Branding to Grow Your Channel and see how much it helps us with our YouTube growth for Better Together. Now, while browsing the many things to learn on Skillshare, I even came across a flower arranging class called Bouquet Making with Kaylee Young. Super cute. I might have to give that want to go to. You can pick your Skillshare classes from one of three categories, from the best of, a Skillshare original, or staff pick. Super easy. Skillshare is incredibly affordable, especially when comparing it to pricey in-person classes and workshops. An annual subscription is less than $10 a month. Explore your creativity at Skillshare.com/better and get a free trial of premium membership. That's Skillshare.com/better.
Everyone, we're back.
We're back.
Kels, I think it's finally officially fall, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm in a full...
No, not in terms of like weather. I'm saying in terms of calendar.
Correct.
It must be.
It is. It is.
Okay.
It was the 22nd of September that was fall.
I wouldn't even know. I'm in such a vortex. I just know that today was the first day that I switched over to long pants.
Yeah.
Because when it turns in the East Coast here, when it turns, it turns.
Yeah, yeah.
It literally happens in a day. That's it. Now it's cold.
It gets very fall. But you're going to be there in the fall. The fall's so pretty there.
Kelsey, I'm really, this is going to sound crazy. I'm not so sure I didn't die. I'm telling you, because this is just Groundhog's Day. Every day.
I know.
I just wake up.
Well, I don't know, but I understand what you're saying.
And it's like, I look to the left. It's I know Queenie has me. We're supposed to. I know there's a business trip that we have to do.
Yeah, you're going. I'm making you go.
Yeah, no, I need to go. I need to go even for our relationship. I got to go. It's not healthy to be apart this long.
Yeah.
But it's hard because the last time I left my squad here.
Oh, yeah.
A couple of years back, it was 2 weeks worth of work. That's all. I'm like, I just need 2 more weeks, Maria, please. No, you have to get home. And I said, if I don't finish this, it's going to be a year.
But you have Costa now there. You have Costa.
It was a year and a half. Well, I had him then, too.
Uh-oh. Well, maybe.
It's just, you know what I mean? Like,
Temi can keep him in line.
They need the field general.
Yeah, they do.
But that's why I'm just racing around the clock. Because the thing is, like, I enjoy the results, but I don't enjoy the work. This has gone against my grain for quite some time, you know. I'm gonna say I'm not living my purpose, because obviously I am. I'm doing what I need to do for my family. But at the same time,
that's different.
Yeah. And you have to do what you have to do. I still believe that. As men. But it's been interesting, you know, since I've been on this kind of like awakening with the show and continuing to kind of cleanse and detox and with the content I'm consuming and the people I'm talking to, or not talking to, it's funny how more and more people just keep reaching out from, my past. And, you know, and I have a lot of shame and guilt about things in the past, too much, I'm sure. But, and then maybe, who knows, not enough. I don't know. But this is kind of a way, after like so many decades of feeling that way. Their perception of things in the past are just different than mine. You know, I'm so happy to reconnect and you've done so well. I don't know. And I don't think any of it's a coincidence. I forget who it was from Better Together that said that when you want to transform and you start making those changes and you start kind of getting the toxicity out of your life and the toxicities, you'll see the pure souls come in. And yeah. I mean, like another friend this week, a very close friend of mine from like 30 some odd years ago in the carny business, we worked together, and she worked for a rival company, but at the different events, Lollapalooza or whatever, we bumped into each other and became very good friends. And she sent me a text, cryptic text. It was two old, like, looked like scripts. And she's like, these are yours.
Oh my gosh.
And I said, really? I'm like, she's like, yeah. And I was like, and then out of nowhere, like I had not, it's been over a decade. And so the fact that, and a very pure soul, you know, and the fact that to hear from her, and then it was scripts, which was interesting, which is, you know, something I probably need to get back to doing. And I know I need to get back to doing. I don't know. It's just like, why, you know? And that in a month, and the months before was another friend who is, you know, computer whiz for Fortune 500 companies, and just keep saying, listen, I want to help you back for everything you did for me in the past. I'm like, what did I do?
Like,
but you know, I don't know. So I only say that, guys, I'm not saying it to just talk about myself or brag. I'm saying I'm seeing real results from this. So this whole,
and just, I think it's such like, Kev, this is, I feel like you're in my favorite thing ever. It's just the awareness. The awareness. Yeah. I feel like a year ago, if people were texting you from the past, you would just be
no
like,
idea.
What's
this person want?
Right. Like, what do they want? I'm the same way, though. I'm the same way. It's like,
Or I would have been happy to hear from them, but I wouldn't have
thought into it.
I wouldn't have paused.
Yeah.
And now The other thing is numbers. I just keep seeing this certain numbers. And every time I look up what the number means, it's always like stay in that direction, transformation. It just, I don't know. So I share it because I think that this is such a time of transformation for everybody. And I think that, like it or not, we all have to transform and progress right now because we're going into it just a new time. We've talked about this before, like the 20s, I believe, of any century is the time that the century really takes on its persona. And it's weird for me, Kels, because I realize that I'm actually probably going to have lived a perfect half in one century and a perfect half in another.
Please explain.
You know what I mean? So I'm really like, so, but, you know, I
wait, what do you mean by that though, Kev?
Meaning like half my life was in the 20th century, half my life will be in the 21st century.
Got it.
So as much as like, listen, older people want to just hang on to the old ways in the past, and there's lots of great things about it. You know, I do subscribe to the fact that if you're not growing, you're dying.
I agree.
And you got to keep growing and keep learning and progressing.
And I think that's like people, you know, can think that's daunting. Like, it doesn't need to be massive. We've talked about this before.
No, it can be fun too.
Yeah. Like little bits of growth, bits of growth.
Please. I'm glad you said that. Yeah. It shouldn't feel daunting because it's not daunting and there's no pressure and you don't have to, I don't know, go back to school or like engage in deep therapy. It's not about that. It's just about, you know, being open every day to how I can be a little better, how I can do a little better, or just be open-minded to new things that come your way and look at the other people's side of things, I think. But I don't even know how we got there. Oh, well, just about the during times of transformation, if you start being more aware, if you start detoxing and, you know, you kind of start seeing all the stuff come into your life that will surprise you. I mean, today, like, even in my, like, I mean, I ran around. I was at a granite place. Then I was at like a plumbing place, a FedEx place, or this, or that. Twice to the dump, lifted heavy stuff. And when I tell you, like, I met three or four people that were, one was more interesting than the other.
Wow.
One guy was he's a retired commander, special forces. And he was there when the Berlin Wall came down all the way to Afghanistan. He like just served everywhere. And
you met him at the dump?
He was at the dump.
Oh, I love
that. And they were all asking for you, by the way, you and
Dan!
Maria. Dan at the dump.
I miss him so much.
Yeah. He's like, they Kelsey and Maria, they just radiate so much energy.
Yeah. He's such a good guy.
Yeah. So I don't know. Like, again, I just think that stuff will come into your place. And then there's the other thing that I've heard is some of the bad people come in to test you or the universe is testing you. It's not so much, did you pass or did you fail? Like, it's judging you. It's just whether you're ready or not to truly change. So be ready to be like tempted or lured back to the old ways.
And I think sometimes, you know, it's not even, I think sometimes it's people, sometimes it's situations, it's scenarios.
Yes.
You know, it's like, oh, shit. Like, typically I would, you know, get pissed at this or whatever. And it's like, nope. Okay, I'm going to breathe through this and I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. So I think it's finding those little tools and techniques too. Maria's been obsessed with her yoga nidra. I personally have been really enjoying Brian Mahan. He gave us, and I'll link it in this. I've linked it in a couple episodes, but I'll link it in this one too, you guys. Brian has two little 5-minute meditation recordings he's done. Kev, you would love this. And he like makes you go through all the senses. It's literally 5 minutes. That's it. I listen to it in the morning and he just, it's amazing. It's amazing. And I don't know what it does, but it makes me feel a whole hell of a lot better.
I'm in. Marie's been talking about that yoga practice. Again, right now, guys, we've talked about this before. When you're at war, you know, and you're redlining, things fall through the cracks.
But so, that's why I think, Kev, this 5-minute one, you could do.
Kelsey, like, here's the thing. I have friends who've sent me 10-minute short films that they're putting up for festivals. And like, just 10 minutes. It'll make, I'm like,
I don't have. I know.
I will tell you guys yesterday, you want me to spill more tea? Like,
we love the tea.
In the middle of my day, I get a call from Costa. He's like, Kevin, the van, it broke down. What, the other van?
Oh, God.
And I'm like, wait, okay, so first of all, are you alone? No, I'm with Demi. Demi's his caretaker, you know, who's like a blessing Bestie. And an angel mm-hmm. we love. And so, okay, so he leases safe. I said, okay, I'll come get you. So I covered in dirt, dust, paint, whatever, and I am, you know, working with contractors and staff who either want to cut corners, go home early, you know what I mean? And I,
right.
There's no room in the budget for that. So I'm pushing all of them best I can. I rush over there, pick them up, and he put on his headphones because I got put Greek music on his phone, and so now he loves it. So I'm like, that's weird that he's doing that with Demi and I here as we're driving home. And then I just hear,
oh,
he starts crying. And I'm like, oh my God. So I just put my hand behind the seat and grabbed his knee and said, Costa, come on. Like, I understand. And, you know, and I just kind of go through the motions with him, and we got by it, and then I'm able to turn it around and get him thinking about the things to be excited about and pumped up about. And next thing you know, we're back. But I really don't have time in my day. I really just don't. And Maria, by the way, been with me long enough to know, like, okay, I can either get a brand new house and my father pulled through a very difficult time.
Or Kevin doing
it. Or I can get, right, Kevin will listen, watch a 10-minute short film. He'll get on the phone and have a random conversation with somebody.
And I think I probably speak for both of us. Just in, both of us get excited on things that, like, we're like, this will help Kevin.
I love it. No, I'm glad.
Yeah, no.
And I love it. And listen, and that's why, like, even with you guys, like, there was something I had to write for an ad copy. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I got it. I'll do it. But I'm still, like, doing that stuff, too. Right. And so... For me, but I'm redlining.
Right.
I would not do this the rest of my life, people. I've been trained in the carny business. We would work like crazy for 6 or 7 months. Then we had the winter off. So I'm kind of programmed this way. So but when I'm out of it, I'm all for the high five, the mirror, like all of, I'm in. I'm totally in. But right now I'm on minimal life support. It's just all about get this job done. And if there's a moment where, like today, I'm like, why am I in a good mood? I can ask myself. I will tell you though, guys, we talked last week about mental chatter and time travel. I've been doing the technique about going to the present every time. So what's going on in my present? What do I hear? What do I smell? And then it's like, what do I appreciate? What do I enjoy in the present? And I'm starting to realize, like, you know, I was doing it as an exercise for when I'm starting to time travel, which is worry about, like, get upset about the past, or when I future travel and get all worried and stressed about, oh my God, this isn't going to work, or that's going to fall apart. Or, but I'm just starting to, like, realize, like, how do I just do it more? How do I just be, do it more? So I've been practicing it, and I think it's working. So I encourage everyone to when you're going into those spirals, reset yourself to the present in some way. And this technique is through sight, through smell, through senses.
I have another technique. Eyesight.
Yeah.
Where if you put a rubber band or a hair tie on your wrist, and if you start spiraling, you'll snap yourself and it brings you to the present. And then you can go through what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I'll do that sometimes. I like that. A little snap and you're like, oh. Ow, that hurt. Because then you realize, you're like, you notice where it hurt on your arm, and then you can start going into the,
and then go to the present. Exactly. Okay, so that, right, so I have this, and then you start looking around in the present.
Right. And, right,
yeah. And I think we're all I was talking in doing an interview this week, or we'll air next week, I think, but that was the one we were talking about, certain people who are down on therapy, and we was agreeing that no one should be down on anyone for therapy, but we also should not be down on the people who don't do therapy, because I've known some people that, while therapy is great for all of us to grow and to learn, and I think it's great for everybody personally, I don't think it hurts anybody. I do know that there are certain people who they're okay. They don't need it. And then when I did some soul searching about that, Kelsey, it's the people that stay in the present that just don't, that right. they're not,
it makes sense.
They're not worried about the future. They're not really stressing about anything they did in the past. They're just right there in the moment with you. And I feel like those are the people that are like, no, I'm good.
That makes sense to me.
You know? Yeah. And Maria's dad, he's like, you know, he'll have his moments and then he just resets.
And he lets himself feel it too. That's the great thing about yes. Costa. Like even you saying he put on his music and cried the other day, like that's amazing to me because yeah. I wouldn't do that. And I'm like, I don't want anyone to see me cry. You know what I mean? Like,
yes. So,
because you have to have, let yourself feel it. And Costa's really good with that. He feels it and then he moves on.
Well, good final subject. So this, we talk about parents and breakthroughs and, you know, Costa back in the day was not Costa of today. You know, he was very strict and controlling and, you know, not, certainly not abusive ever, but misogynistic and very stuck in his ways and stubborn. And I know when you hear the stories, Kelsey, you're like, that's not like...
I'm shocked.
Yeah, well, you know, he grew beyond all of it. But when Maria, you know, is in therapy, she's having certain breakthroughs about it. And I had just come to this realization a couple of weeks ago because something came up about my childhood. And of course, because I'm from the IFF, the I Got Fucked Foundation, I'd mentioned something about my childhood that I wasn't fond of. My mom would get she would get really defensive and take it personally, even though it didn't seem like it was a personal affront to her. And prompting her to kind of dismiss the pain and go, no, you didn't go through that. Or, you had it so bad. Da, da, da. You know, now prompting me, of course, to now triple down and go back and say, oh, yeah, well, I did do it. Now, that, by the way, that's the 15 years ago me. That does not happen with my mother and I now. But I noticed that sometimes when I start bringing up breakthroughs for, say, blind spots in my childhood or growing up, I realize she gets defensive because she feels guilty that she did something wrong. Whether she's guilty or not, it made me realize that, you know, I really don't need to be bringing this stuff up to her anymore.
I get worried.
And which I don't, by the way. It was just something came up. It was light. I just wasn't thinking. And I realized that, you know, a lot of our problems we have with our parents or our loved ones or whatever, I still think most of them all did their best with what they had to work with. I think that we all learned a lot from the good and the bad they did. Certainly with Maria, if Costa had blind spots, well, she had, other than the brain tumor, which I get, but she ended up pretty okay. So there's a lot of good that clearly came out of it. And now it's for her to learn and grow and do better. And, you know, if we're lucky enough to have children, they may feel the same way with us. But I think that I don't think we need to be. And I know sometimes with you, Kelsey, that you have family members, uncles, aunts, things like that. And I, you know, I've been there and where you almost want to prove to them, no, you did do this or right. I did go through this.
Right.
Don't, and you know what? Like,
it's not worth it.
Save it for you and your friends mm-hmm. and your other people because it's, and even if it's, you come out positive and say, oh, all these bad things happen, but now I realize it. It's hard for them not to take it personally.
Of course, yeah.
It's hard for them not to feel guilty. And they may not be ready for the breakthrough you're having. They may not be advanced enough on their journey, and they may never be.
And it's for you. It's for you.
Yeah. So well, but a lot of times we want to prove.
Right.
And I've seen this in you, Kelsey, too.
Oh,
you
yeah, want to prove, yeah.
You want to, by the way, and I'm not calling you out.
No, but I do it.
I've done it forever and I don't anymore where God damn it. I'm going to prove to you why I am right with whatever my pain is or why it was justified. And the more you deny it, the more I'm going to triple down, which is, by the way,
yeah.
on the flip side, when someone brings you their pain, the worst thing you can do is deny it. Do you know what I mean? The worst thing yeah. you can do, again, going back to negotiations, if someone comes to you and goes, and it's an employee you value, and they come to you with their, all their problems, the worst thing you can do is go, which has been done to me before, like, that's all in your head. In fact, it's the opposite. You know, and then person just gets more angry.
Right.
You don't get anywhere. So anyway, I realized that because we had someone on the show this week that in that interview, and there were issues with parents and stuff. And I said some of it in the moment, but it really got me thinking. And I'm like, you know, you can have your breakthroughs and you're like, I know Maria, she won't bring anything bad up to Costa. Thank God. Mm-mm. I wouldn't let her, but Maria's amazing. She never would.
No.
But other people would.
Yeah.
You know, and I get why. No judgment from me. I get why. Maybe you were so violated, you have to just, but for the most part, the results usually don't go so well because they haven't, as I said, they haven't had the breakthrough on their time. Maybe they can have it because it just induces too much guilt and shame, mm-hmm. you know, because again, a parent, you know, the parental instinct is to I keep you out of pain and give you a better life. And when they fall short of that, obviously they feel like failures. And then if they vibrate lower, they're going to go, F you, I did right. everything. And right. rah, 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 rah. So
I think that's
and listen, it doesn't mean even sometimes your perception may not be accurate. And we've learned that too. Like maybe nothing did happen to you. I don't know. But I think it's best discussed with your peers and yeah. people outside.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. And I think, you know, if there is something that you just wish they knew, how bad they hurt you or how bad they let you down or how, or the injustice you had to put up with in the house, whatever it is. You can talk to them through the universe. And I know that sounds woo-woo and stuff, but, you know, I've seen that work too. You go, hey, universe, like, you know, mom, I love you. And I know it would hurt you to hear this, but I really just wish you'd understand how much pain I'm in and how much, you know, but and if you come from a good place,
yeah,
not one to send that message to punish her or him, but that message to actually educate them and to maybe get them to be empathetic to your situation. And I think the way you can get them to hear it is to be empathetic to them mm-hmm. in your intention, which is, I understand your dad treated you like this. I understand you were young as a parent. I understand you were scared. I understand you were overwhelmed
yeah.
with these monsters, you know, like you, yeah. you just trying to survive yourself. I get it. Whatever it is.
Right.
I have found that by doing that, you kind of just get the, wait, this person's acting a little different. This person's mm-hmm. being a little bit more. So anyway,
I think that's a great note, Kev.
Yeah.
I like,
again, you guys, normally I outline this stuff and I'm just too busy. So a lot of stuff's coming off the top of my head.
No, I
feel like
it.
A lot of it hasn't made sense, but.
I would tell you, I think a lot of it has made sense.
Yeah, but see, the problem is, Kelsey, you now speak Kev.
Yeah, that's true.
So you understand my cryptic language and communications. Like, I don't know if everyone else does.
No, I think they do. I think, I mean, clearly, save RGF, baby. We still got them coming in. Flying right. in. No, I thought that was great. I really, that last point. I wasn't thinking of it that way when you first brought it up. And now I'm like, you're so right.
Yeah. And I just, yeah. I want you to know this in your 20s. Don't wait till your 50s yeah. to know this, that yeah. there's people in your life who love you a lot, but are very stunted
mm-hmm.
and are going to be slower on the journey. Maybe it won't be this lifetime, maybe the next, but
yeah,
I still think it could be in this life, but it's going to be on their time. And the more you try to prove to that person in your family that you're right and this has been done and they need to respect or honor
right.
or be empathetic, the more you try to force it, the more they're going to push back and understand why.
Right.
Because they feel ashamed or guilty or they failed in some way.
Well, it's just like when we talk about, like, people aren't going to take advice from you if they don't want it, right? They're going to pretend like they're listening.
Right.
But right. It's the same. It's kind of the same situation,
same
right?
Same thing.
So.
Yeah. But I think especially with a family member, it's going to be like, you know, oh, you've had it so bad. And you know, like, I'm the one who had it bad.
Mm-hmm.
Or just so. And I realize that. And so, like, again, I just, you know, my house, I'll speak to my own thing. Like with my mom, like, I mean, I had, like, God, siblings that were, just so incredibly violent. And I've even learned to have empathy for where that came from.
Yeah.
You know, like, I can't even imagine the short circuiting in his brain to react that way. And some might have been biological and some was probably environmental. And then the other one, the same thing, he, more mentally sinister, but I think, you know, was probably rebelling against the system as well,
mm-hmm.
in his own way. And I think that for two young parents who didn't have a lot of money and were working two or three jobs, like, that's, it's just too tall an order.
Yeah.
You know, and ultimately I'm grateful because it gave me all the lessons I really did need in life.
Right.
And again, that's just sharing from my side of things, but I think that there was one person on a show who had wonderful stuff to offer for advice, but I could hear anger against his mom.
Yeah, I remember that. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, and all I said was off air. I said, listen, you're a beautiful man. You're such a loving soul.
Mm-hmm.
You're giving so many gifts, pearls of wisdom to other people. And he had family members who went into the priesthood.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, so, like, siblings. And I said, so, I don't know. I wasn't there. I'm not saying it's untrue what happened to you, but know that there had to be some good in there somewhere for you to come out of it this way, for your siblings to come out in that way.
Absolutely.
And, it was just interesting because, again, this is somebody who has wonderful, like, advice of it, but you could see the anger and you could tell totally just wanted to prove that he was right and they were wrong. And it is a recipe, you guys, for disaster. You're talking about no one wins in war. It's just, you're just going to get pushed further and further and further and further apart, and you'll be lucky if the loved one is on the deathbed at the end and just says, why did we waste all this time? Mm. You know, I had one guy, my friend Randall, people love when we talk about Randall. Oh. I'll never forget, you know, Randall was gay and the father was an old Southerner, didn't accept him. And I'll never forget Randall's, like, last conversation with the father was, you know, the father was basically like, why, you know, like, at a loss for words, trying to say, what was I thinking? Like, why did I let any of this bother me? And Randall said to him, you know, we could have been friends.
Mm.
Right?
Ugh.
Some people don't even get that, Kelsey.
No.
They just keep going to battle and battle and battle and it's ended. So the best way through it is just keep having those breakthroughs, keep growing, but mom and dad don't need to know. And take it day to day. If there's things they're still doing that are violating it, well, there's ways to manage that in a new way if you're going to a good therapist. But it's a more of a matter of, hey, it's finding those tips and tools to navigate it rather than navigating it and then adding to it. And you've been doing this for 30 years, and this is why I'm... And by the way, like, the starting this conversation with the one young person I know from my college friend, as much as I feel for her, she's, you know, freshman in college, and I have the most empathy for her, but at the same time, you know, she now uses the therapy against the mother. You, I'm screwed up because of you, and you did this wrong. And my friend's a widower.
Oof.
And has given the kids the best life, is like emaciated because she's worked so hard, and that's a crude example because this girl's so young, but at the same time, You know, I just, think that we have to work that stuff out on our own and with our peers and in a way and kind of use the universe to heal it. Use some of the incantations and the magic of the universe, I think is kind of the best bet.
I agree.
So
I would also just like to tell everyone that I don't have COVID and thank you for all the love.
Of course you didn't because you have dragon's blood. What?
I forgot.
Viking dragon's
blood.
That
just came into my mind that that's where we left them. That was our cliffhanger last week that I was going to the doctor.
Kelsey, who,
I knew
like,
I didn't have COVID, but
I was like, Kelsey doesn't have COVID. And if she did, she'd be gone in a day or two. Like, I just love like when the pipe burst there and everyone's panicking that Kelsey just grabs the grabs the washing machine. Just
move
bionic
it.
Woman.
Move
just
it.
Rips it right out. Hey, I'll never forget one of the first. I'll never forget Kelsey. When, I was like, the AC units, everything went in this house in Connecticut. And you guys were here in the middle of summer. It was really hot. And I said, okay, I got it. Just go to Home Depot, get a portable one and throw it in the AC, whatever. And so you guys FaceTime me from Lowe's and Kelsey goes, what, like this? And I just see her pick up an AC unit over her head. I was like, oh my.
You're like,
God.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's what
Bionic
I'm here for.
Kelsey.
That's what I'm here. Hey, Violetta really came in clutch during that day though too.
Oh, she's another one.
She's in ridiculous.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. And by the way, Queenie was like this when I met her.
Oh, Queenie.
Queenie, when she was 18, 19, she was a beast.
I believe that.
And then she just, I always say to her, just, man, fame killed your game. Fame killed your game. Shut up. Yeah.
Shut up. Hilarious. But no.
Yeah.
No COVID and everyone's good.
Well, even, you know, Daria Baronato, you know, Sonya Deville.
Yeah.
I think she had it for a few days, in and out, another Viking.
Yep, she's a Viking for sure.
Yes, another Viking film anyway. Yes. All right, well, Kals, here's what we know. When you're with your mother, we're not going to share all of our breakthroughs to make her feel bad. And when we sing in the car at the top of our lungs, we're going to point to the sky with our eyes closed as if we're curing cancer or we're not doing it at all.
That's right. Wow. I'm so excited to see her.
I'm excited for you
guys,
too.
I'm going to send you guys so many pictures. We're going to get my stomach healed. She's going to be cooking up a storm for me. SIBO diet, baby. That's right. Snacks all around.
I'm snapping,
bunny
but I should
ears,
be.
Baby.
By the way, I've been doing the bunny. I do the bunny ears to Maria on FaceTime. I'll FaceTime a different room that we fixed, and she'll just see the one bunny ears come in.
Dead.
That's all
like
I do.
All the energy Kev has.
Single bunny ear. Just single bunny ears.
I love it.
You guys, listen, until next week, just try to remember why we're here, which is, I think, to help each other, to learn from our mistakes, have a few laughs. By the way, guys, apple picking, hot cider,
what?
Saturday high school football games.
Yes!
A lot of fun stuff out
in
there.
In college football games.
In college football games. Yeah, all of it.
That's my jam.
Until the world closes again.
No.
Yeah. But anyway, get out there and have some fun, you guys. It's, you know, I'd say by the first or second week of October, I'm calling the holiday season.
Hell yeah.
I'm calling it. And we had our first meeting, which Kelsey missed because she was too busy.
No, Kelsey missed because I was dying. Hey, I was busy, but I was also dying of illness. Remember, I couldn't talk.
Yeah, so the first production Christmas we'll be covering all your favorite Christmas specials and movies throughout the year. We're going to deep dive
on
Jeff Graham, a.k.a. Jeff Skin.
Whoa. Say it again. You cut out.
Christmas specials and spirits. Jeff Scam, our old friend Jeff Scam, will be back on the team. And it's all very exciting. So, I don't know, one potluck Saturday. Just look for that to pop in. And if you like it, we'll have a place for you to subscribe for that as well. All right, you guys. All our love. And Kelsey, I'm not going to try to say bye, betches, because I don't say it right.
Come on.
Will you please take us out correctly? Kelsey, I keep trying. I'm just not good at it. That's why I don't think deep down, I think I have, what is it? Fraud syndrome? What do they call
it? Imposter.
Yes. I have imposter syndrome for being a queen, you guys.
I'm going to put the music back on.
I don't think I'm really a queen.
You got this.
I don't think so. Kelsey, I like when you do it better because it's like seamless. Even the way you dance, the whole, all of it. There's no blinking, Kelsey.
No blinking. Okay, you ready? None.
Yes.
Bye, Betches. Bye, Queens.
Bye, Queens.